Protection present Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another field test program. Tonight we stroll through the heather and delve a wee bit into the romantic life of the composer of Auld Lang Syne, that brilliant, lovable young Scottish poet, Robert Burns. Usually at this point I announce the supporting stars in our program, but tonight we depart from our usual procedure, going behind the scenes to show you exactly how we selected the cast for this week's show. And so let's take a quick peek into the casting office of Rudy Valley Musical Productions in Topley.
Rudy Valley's office. Hello. Yes, Mr. Valley is passing today for the story of Robert Burns. No, Mr. Valley isn't here. He's down at his safety deposit vault. Yes, he goes down there three times a day just to admire the stuff. Watch your Miss Dane. Mr. Valley will remember you from Hollywood. Oh, you were the one who was rehearsing a love scene all alone with him on a dark set, and he did? He did? Oh, he didn't. Oh, he wanted to. Oh, he didn't want to. Oh, you didn't want to. Absolutely, I wouldn't share my lunch with nobody. I'll cut him your call. Goodbye.
Good morning, Miss Greeley.
Good morning, Harvey.
I'm in a terrible hurry, Miss Greeley. Did you call those people?
Yes, sir. Mr. Alan Reed is waiting for you in your office.
Good, I'll see him at once. Mr. Reed, I'll be brief. We're doing the story of Robert Burns, and your part is that of Robert Burns' father-in-law, Angus McGregor. You can do the dialect, of course.
Robert Burns, can I do that dialect? Why, sure, Scarlet, honey. Shut my mouth and hand me a mint julep, Colonel, you all.
My dear Reed, I said Robert Burns. Burns didn't have a southern dialect.
But of course not. Certainly not. I could see Tovarij Burns now with the samovar in his pocket riding on a drashki singing, Achi Chornia, Achi Strasnia, Achi Robert Burnsnia.
All right, look, Reed, Mr. Reed, look. Burns wasn't a Russian, he wasn't a Southerner, and he wasn't an Italian.
Oh, a Chinaman. Hi, y'all, sit the hung guy like a hung tank.
Reed,
oh.
Listen to me. Burns wasn't a Chinaman, he wasn't a Swiss, he wasn't a Greek, he wasn't a Pole, he wasn't an Abyssinian.
No?
No.
Then I got it.
What?
Must be a Yankee.
Mr. Reed, why don't you ask me what Robert Burns was?
All right, so I'll ask you. What was Robert Burns?
Don't you know that Burns was Scotch?
I love it. That he was, and I knew it all the time. I was just having a bit of a joke with you, Mr. Valley. Burns was a brawny Scotsman, and I can play his father-in-law from the heart. For I love Lassie.
All right, all right. You've got the part. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how we came to cast Alan Reed as Angus McGregor, Robert Burns' father-in-law. Of course, casting the part of Robert Burns' sweetheart, Jeannie, was much simpler and pleasanter. But that problem was solved the moment pert little Peg LaCentra walked into the office.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Peg. How would you like to play Robert Burns' sweetheart, Jeannie?
That sounds like a bonny idea. Is it a very romantic part?
Very. In fact, Lassie, you sing to me. Would you like to run over your song right now?
Aye, that I would, laddie. By yon bonny bank, and by yon bonny brae, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to go. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore you. But me and me true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Loch Lomond, Loch Lomond, Loch Lomond. You take the high road, I'll take the low to the bonny, bonny bank. Oh, Loch Lomond.
That was excellent, Peggy.
Rehearsals in Studio 3G at 4 o'clock Tuesday.
Say, Rudy, have you selected an announcer yet?
Oh, Ford Bond. No, I haven't, Ford. Do you have an announcement that would fit into a Scotch program?
Aye, that I have, man. A real Scottish message. Tonight's Steel Test is offering every housewife one of the finest bargains in all history. A beautiful 96-page book of new and original recipes and menus. But here's Mary Preston, your Steel Test kitchen hostess, to tell you all about it.
Hello, everyone. Now, this is a thrilling recipe book. You see, it's no ordinary cookbook, but a book created with infinite care and research in our famous Steel Test laboratory kitchen. Every recipe was originated and tested under the supervision of Miss Beulah B. Gillespie, our noted authority on food. And almost every one of them was planned for economy. Oh, I do wish you could see these beautiful color photographs throughout its 96 pages. Here are recipes for appetizers, soups, main dishes, hot breads, and desserts. Here are beverages, sauces, frostings. A grand total of 162 recipes and 85 menus.
Ladies, here's a book you'd be glad to buy for 50 cents. But Steel Test is making it possible for you to own one for just 10 cents. Think of it. For just a dime, we deliver to you this grand new Steel Test book of recipes and menus. Just send your dime, no stamps please, to Steel Test, that's S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T, Steel Test Kitchen, 230 Park Avenue, New York City, or right to the station to which you're now listening. Now, with our cast complete, back to 18th century Scotland and the story of Robert Burns, with Rudy Valley as the Scotch poet, Peg Lysandra as Jeannie, Alan Reed as her father, and Betty Gard as the Scotch landlady.
Oh, roaming in the gloaming on the funny banks of the Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. Roaming in the gloaming on the funny banks.
Open up in there, Robert Burns.
Aye, who is it?
It's your landlady, Mrs. MacDougall, and I've come for me $20 rent. Well, Robert Burns, have you got me $20?
Well, how can you be thinking of money in a Scottish morn as lovely as this, Mrs. MacDougall? As for me on a morn like this, I'm thinking of the heather. I'm thinking of the rose bush. I'm thinking of the thistle.
I'm thinking of the $20.
Ah, Mrs. MacDougall, me thinks for a charming woman like yourself, you're a wee bit mercenary. There are far more important things in life than money.
You, a Scotsman, say that. What, for instance, is more important than money?
Well, there's a... There's a... And there's a...
Say, you know, I never looked at it that way.
Of course not. Now, for a poet man like me, the most important thing of all is inspiration.
Ah, touch and thought, me lad.
And for my inspiration, I must reach deep down into my soul. I must reach deep... Deep doom.
Well, while you're doomed there, see if you can find me $20.
How can you talk to me that way, Mrs. MacDougall? A woman with your Scotch wit and charm and manner.
Ah, go on with your Bobby Burns, with your flattering ways and your glib tongue. You remind me of my dear departed husband, Dougal MacDougall.
Dougal MacDougall?
Aye. He was with the 5th Scots Highlanders. He played a bugle.
Dougal MacDougall blew a bugle.
Ah, yes, poor fella, but he was short of wind.
Short of wind, eh? Oh, Dougal MacDougall blew a frugal blugle. But he must... But he must have been a charming man for all that, if he was married to you.
Oh, go along with you, Bobby Burren. Save those pretty words for your poems.
No, you're a fine figure of a woman, Mrs. MacDougall. And I've been thinking that if you were 20 years younger, no, better make it 30. I could be very romantic about you.
You and me, romantic.
Many's the time I've dreamed of you and me walking hand in hand through the heather and the mist. Can you picture that,
aye? Oh, aye, that I can. I can see us walking through the fields of heather, and as the mist rises, and we'll reach the darkest glen.
Aye.
I would put me lips close to your ears, Bobby Burns, and I'd softly whisper,
What would you say?
How about me 20 bucks? I didn't convey the money than you, Mrs. McDougal. But I've just written a song, and it'll be worth a lot of money someday, and you can have it. And I wrote it just for you.
Just for me?
Aye. And here's a wee bit of the chorus.
My heart's in the Highlands. My heart is not here. My heart's in the Highlands, a-chasing the deer, a-chasing the wild deer and following the roar. My heart's in the Highlands wherever I go. My heart's in the Highlands wherever I go.
Farewell to the Highlands, farewell to the North, the birthplace of valor, the country of worth. Wherever I wander, wherever
Bobby Burns, you wrote that song not for me, but for that bonnie wee lassie that you're in love with, Jeannie McGregor.
Aye, to deny that would be lying. I love that lassie dearly. And if I knew how to say it, I'd ask her to be my wife.
Well, then you've got no problem. Be off to see her. And when you're alone with her, Bobby, my lad, your course is simple. Ask her if she cares for you. Ask her if she loves you. Ask her if she'll marry you. And then...
Yes, I know.
Ask her
if she's
got
your 20 bucks.
Jeannie's meek, Jeannie's sweet, Jeannie's modest and discreet. Jeannie's rare, Jeannie's fair, Jeannie's every way complete.
Oh, Robert.
Aye, Jeannie, darling. And I was looking high and low for you.
Well, that's because I hid low in the heather to hear if you were a-singing of me.
Aye, that I was.
Jeannie's hair's beyond compare. Comes twinkling down her swan-like neck. And her two eyes, like stars in skies, would keep a sinking ship from a wreck.
Ah, oh, you've written a lovely song for me.
Just for you. And I also spun a verse or two of rhyme for you.
And pray, how does it go?
My genie is both sweet and fair. She knows not ways of evil. She's as pure as the heather. And when we're together, she reminds me of a schmeevil.
Dearest, what's a schmeevil?
Who knows? Evil, schmeevil, as long as it rhymes. Ah, Jeannie, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you since you returned from your holiday at Loch Lomond. Jeannie, darling, you didn't meet some other man while you were away, did you?
Oh, no, Bobby. And you still love me, don't you?
Aye.
And you really want to marry me?
Aye.
And we'll be having a family, won't we?
Aye.
But who'll support them?
You.
Robbie, that's what's turning father against you. Because it's not so bad that you have no money now. But you'll never have any. Because you're of the Burns clan and they're all failures.
I guess you're right.
Father says of the whole clan, only one Burns made good.
Aye. And where would he be without his bazooka? Jeannie, my mind is made up. I'm going to see your father this very minute and ask him, can you be my bride? Where is he now?
Oh, let's not talk about him now. It's so quiet and peaceful here beside the river.
Well, I have a wee bit of influence with the river and with the birds as well.
Truly, Robert?
Aye, truly. When I sing to them, they always grant my request.
Lord, gently, sweet Afton, among thy green braes, Flow gently, I'll sing thee a song in thy praise. My genie's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream.
Oh, God, stop it,
charge you, disturb not the slumbering fair.
Oh, gently, sweet Afton, disturb not the
fair. So, Jeanie MacGregor.
Father.
So. Is it recht that I find you on a broadbrecht moonlich necht with thech?
What are you talking about, Mr. MacGregor?
From now on, I'll have to be more strict. And hereafter, Byrne, stay away from my daughter.
But I love her, sir. I wanted to marry her for the same reason you married her, Mithet.
Ridiculous. How could my daughter be a wealthy widow?
But, Mr. MacGregor, you should be happy to have me as a son-in-law. After all, I'm a poet, a man of letters, and a very fine writer.
A what-er?
A writer.
Well, what of it? When I was your age, I too was a man of letters, and it cost me plenty to get them back. And besides, I'm a poet myself.
You? A poet?
Aye. I'm going to win the grand prize in the Glasgow Limerick Contest.
Oh, a limerick contest.
Aye. They're giving away a lot of money to the man who can fill in the best last line.
Very interesting. And what is a limerick?
I'll tell it to you. A young Scottish lad from Glengally had a date with a lassie named Sally. He spent hours of time, but in cash just a dime. How's your map, said Rand to McNally.
But that doesn't make sense.
It rhymes, don't it?
Aye, but it still has to have some sense.
Well, I got another one figured out. A young Scottish lass from Glengally had a date with a laddie named Valley. He spent hours of time, but in cash, just a dime. So she kicked the cheap chiseler out.
But that doesn't rhyme.
It makes sense, don't it? Well, Burns, as one poet to another, how do you like my poetry?
As one poet to another, I'd say it rhymed with drowsy.
Well, you're an experienced man, Burns. Maybe you could help me out.
What? Me stoop to commercial writing? My poetry isn't commercial. It's my whole life, and I try to put it into everything I say. Now, look. Look at that cow over there.
Aye?
You might say, isn't that a pretty cow? I would say, has she passed the real test? Is she supervised by evil test?
And that ain't commercial. Well, let's hear some more of your beautiful poetry, Byrne.
I recite us your latest, Bobby.
No, I cannot do that now.
Oh, please.
Well, I have the start of one, but I haven't yet finished it. It starts off, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, let's raise the glass and drink a toast for the sake of auld lang syne.
Oh, it's beautiful, Robbie.
Beautiful? That's the worst poetry I ever heard for auld lang syne. Fui! Bah! And you, who write stuff like that, refuse to help me with my limerick.
I absolutely refuse.
All right. I never want to see you again. Good bicht.
Ore wicht.
Dearest, you know, I was thinking maybe you could enter that contest yourself.
Me? Enter a limerick contest?
Well, you're a good enough poet to win, Robbie. And then we'd have enough money to get married.
Maybe you're right, Jeannie. And since it's you that asks, I'll do it. I'd do anything for you. Ginny, do you remember the first time we met? We strolled through the fields of rye together, and I held you close to me.
Ah, how could I forget it? Sometimes, Robert, I think you don't know your own strength.
Were you angry, Ginny?
Robert, when you take me home, let's walk through that field of rye again.
Yes, a body meets a body coming through the rye. If a body kiss a body, need a body cry. Every laddie has a lassie, then they say, have I. Yet other lassies smile at me when coming through the rye.
If a body meets a body coming from the well, if a body kiss a body, need a body tell. Every lassie has her laddie, name they say, how I. Yes, all the lads, they smile at me when coming through the
rye. Now, back to America for a moment with Rudy Valley as Rudy Valley.
You know, I'd like to flash you a picture of alluring loveliness. Peg LaCenta has been rehearsing hour after hour, yet here she stands as full of animation as when we started. She certainly possesses the secret of radiant health, which we call Vitalure, and it's a secret all of you can share. Just listen as we go to all of those communities where seal tests, supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Okay, Rudy. In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farm. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castle. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. You'll find one of the secrets of overflowing vitality and health in pure, wholesome Sheffield Farm's milk. And for something extra special, order Sheffield Select Homogenized Vitamin D Milk. Besides containing 400 added units of vitamin D, it has a special flavor, which the homogenizing process adds. You see, homogenization breaks up the cream and distributes it evenly throughout every drop of milk. Order Sheffield Select Homogenized Vitamin D Milk tomorrow. And remember, you only have two more days to enjoy Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia Red Raspberry Royale, the seal test ice cream for August. But now back to Robert Burns and Jeannie to wait for news of the big limerick contest.
I've been holding a Macintosh over my head.
Aye, and you can put me down now.
Thank you, Macintosh. Jeannie, darling, are you home all alone on a night like this?
No, Robert. Father is inside pacing the floor. He's waiting for the postman to arrive with news of the contest. And my wee bunny sister is in the kitchen, baking bread.
Oh, Jenny, oh, Jenny, how you can laugh.
Ah, the wee bonny baker. You know, Jeannie, I'm just as worried as your father is about this limerick contest. I just got to win. And if I don't win, Jeannie, I'm going to give up my poetry. I'm going to the New World and get a job on the plantation.
Oh, Robbie, I can't stand the thought of you going away from me. I'm so far away.
But it will only be for a little while.
I'm afraid you'll forget me, Robbie. Afraid I'll go out of your heart.
Forget you, lassie? My love's not like that. It's a thing that'll never die. I tried to put it in some verses last night, and even they don't seem to say what I feel.
Read them to me, Bobby.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair thou art, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas run dry. Till all the seas run dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. And I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands o' life shall run.
Oh, Robbie, Robbie, there never was a lass nor will be whose laddie could speak his love with words like that.
And what laddie ever had sweeter inspiration?
The postman come yet, dog? Oh, it's you, Barnes, you ichy. I thought I told you to stay away from my house.
Well, I...
Hit the yard, you bard.
Mr. McGregor, why should you be angry with me just because I'm going to win the Limerick contest?
You're going to win the Limerick contest? Why, right now, I, Angus McGregor, am waiting for the good news. The postman is due any minute. Aye, I hear's Willie the postman now.
Good day, McGregor. I have a letter for you from the Limerick contest.
Well, don't stand there, man. Give it to me. Give it to me. Ach, that's bad. Well, what do you know about that? Well, that's better.
Well, for goodness sakes, man, what does it say?
I don't know. I can't read.
And you're a poet. A writer.
Aye, a writer. I can write, but I can't read. That's the tragedy of it. Every time I write a letter, I wonder what it says.
I can't stand the suspense any longer. Here, give me the letter. I'll read it.
Keep your hands off that letter, you loafer poet.
Oh, then I'll read it, Father.
Aye, you read it, daughter. But don't you listen, Burns.
The Limerick contest is happy to announce...
Aye.
...that the judges have come to a unanimous decision...
Aye.
...and a grand prize of $500 is awarded...
Aye.
...to Robert Burns.
Aye.
There isn't that much money in the whole world.
$500.
Now we can be married, Robbie.
$500.
Aye, Jeannie. Aye, if only your father didn't hate me.
Robbie, my lad, have a cigar. You're a fine lad. I've always been the one who said so.
But just...
Aye, and what a great poet you are, a genius. Recite that lovely poem you wrote, Robbie. The one I always said was your greatest poem. All lang syne.
But I thought you didn't like the poem.
That was $500 ago.
Aye, Father. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days all lang syne? For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for all lang syne.
Book of recipes and menus, just send 10 cents in coin to Seal Test Kitchen, 230 Park Avenue, New York City. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. All right, Rudy.
Next week, we bring you our version of an old-fashioned minstrel show. Among those present will be lovely Shirley Ross, Pick and Pat, Rose King, Larry Adler, and Bojangles himself, the one and only Bill Robinson. Till then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.